levantar in Tesamad Aleph, but really it really starts the last word is the first word is on that Nzainamad Bait. Hello. We have here a memre of Rav. So Rav said as follows. We had in the Mishnah says, Naflo Legina Venenis Mishalemes Mashenenis. If it fell into a gine, this was not the fault of the Bala Behemet. It fell in Ba'inis. It derived benefit from the gine Mishalemes Mashenenis. So it pays the Hanoi it derived from the gine. Elo. Loi mi boi kama. So now Rav is saying as follows. Loi mi boi ochlo. If it ate from the gine, it fell in and it started eating. This is not the fault of the bailam. It was an onus. The meshalam is mashanenis. There you pay mashanenis. But what is if it banged itself and the tvue and the gine, the rockies and the gine cushioned the fall? I would think mavriach ari minichsech aveirehu. I would think that the accomplishment of the bala gine was that he was mavriach ari. That means the rockies or tvue that cushioned the fall, that's not called a direct ano, that the behemah was nene from these yerokes. No, the yerokes prevented a hezek from the kushiyakalke. If the yerokes wouldn't have been there, the tomatoes wouldn't have been there, so mamela there would be a very painful zetz that the behemah would have received from the kalke. But now that the Yerokes cushioned the fall, so it didn't get the sets. I would think there's no Chiyuv Tashlumi Mashenenis, because this is not called a direct Ano. This is Silo Kehezek. U'mashenenis nami loy mishalem. So there shouldn't even be a Tashlumim of Mashenenis. Kamash Malom. So that's the Chiddush of Rav. The Chiddush of Rav is to elaborate Pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Noflo l'soy chagimno mishalem es mashenenis. The Mishnah is very vague, very unclear how the Ano came about. So Rav is coming to tell us one should not assume that mashenenis means only if the behemah on his own accord was nene from the gine. So then you have to pay mashenenis. But if the behemah fell and the hanoi is that the yerokes cushioned the fall, I would think there's no chiyuv of mashenenis because it's a mavriach ari, it's a mashmalo. You also chay. So the Gemara mentioned the Svari should be put out Mavriach Avri Ve'eimo Hochinami. Maybe you talk about how did Rav know to say Yechayev? So the Gemara answers Mavriach Ri Minichsech Aveiroi Midatayhu. Mavriach Ari, when is Mavriach Ari Potter? If it was done Midas HaMavriach, that means there's an Ari standing 5 feet away from the tzayin, and someone goes and is mavriach dari, so he did it on his own accord. So mamela den yapata, b'hai lav midatoi. Here the cushioning of the fall was not done midas the balagine, was done shalei midatoi. The behemah fell, and the yerokes, which were there, cushioned the fall. Inami, or another chilek between mavriach ari and the case of our Mishnah, mavriach ari minichsech aveiroi les leipseideh. a person goes and chases away an ari, he doesn't have any financial loss from that when he was mavriach the ari. So memele, so there's no din tashlumi mashenemis. But hi, islay pseide. But over here it's speaking about that what the Yerokis cushioned the fall, in the process of cushioning the fall, they got genizik, they got nifsat. So therefore, there's a chiyuv tashlumim. Now let us see Rashi. Loi mi boy ochlo, the mishalemis miya mashenenis, there you pay mashenenis. Even though he wasn't Peshay and the Shmira, it's not Lola Seychagine. But there you pay Mashenenis, the Honenis, the Behemah was Nene, it's not the fault of the Bala Behemah, but the Behemah was Nene from the Gine. As we had mentioned yesterday, Taisus and Daf Kuf Aleph says the chiyuv of tashlumei nenes aydei ma'ase behemtoi. The behemah was lemaise was took the hanah from the gine. Was mahan itself from the gine. So you mechuyev to pay not din tashlumei nezokin, because the whole din of tashlumei nezokin is if you're peishaya b'shmirasa. I wasn't peishaya, I was an oynes. But you have to pay of the hano you derived, because the maisa was maisa behemta. The behemta took the hano. Avonech b'to. But what happens if it banged itself? Tafilu b'hi hezeke, this hezek that occurred to the Yerokis of the Malagine, anuse havoi. So Dachs Merashi means the behemoth was an honest. He is not pshat that the behemoth took the hano. The behemoth didn't take the hano. The behemoth, this hano, anusa havoi, it didn't take it on its own accord. It fell grad on the Yerokis. So this is not a hano that the behemoth took. Ema, no, it was received by the behemoth. He says, there's anos that the behemoth takes. That's, the ochlo. So that what the behemoth takes, you mechuyev to pay the anos that the behemoth took. Here, the behemoth didn't take it. It was anusa havoi. The behemoth itself was an anos. No, it received the hano. Now, the hano, so I would think if a person is mavriach ari, so also he's giving a hano. Hano wasn't taken, it was given. So mavriach ari is the recipient of the hano's potter if it was given and it wasn't taken. Eima hai ba'ala sode, mavriach ari minichse chaveireyu. The ba'ala sode is a mavriach ari, shehitzel as behemes chaveireyu, shloi nechteko nechbeto bekarke. Umitzveh Huda Ovat, umidi loy lishke kamash melo. So now Rashi sheds some light on the ptur of Mavriach Ari. Rashi says if a person is Mavriach Ari, he's doing a mitzvah. And since he's doing a mitzvah, there's a svara to say loy lishke, he shouldn't take any money. Now, there are two mahalchim, how to understand Pshat and Rashi. The Shach says Pshat and Rashi that he's doing it l'shem mitzvah. He's a mitzvah, so he doesn't have an intent to receive money for what he's doing. So that's why you don't pay him. I'm doing it for the mitzvah's sake, not to get paid for it. Now, that's mavriach ri, it's a mitzvah in kleinigkeit. It's a, you have an ari that wants to eat up the tzoin, and I'm mavriach them. I'm doing it l'shem mitzvah. The Meiri and the Raivet say perhaps a little stronger. You mechuyev to do it. Napshat is, I'm doing it l'shem mitzvah. This is a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. That means you have, let's talk about a real case of Mavriach Ari. You have an Ari, and your capon, that's in the, that is an intent of eating up the tzayin of another yid, and you're bekayach to be Mavriach Ari, so that's a mitzvah of Hashavas, that's a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, you're mechuyev, to be matzel mom in chaverecha. So if you're mechuyev to be matzel mom in chaverecha, you can't ask money for this. This is by Shabbos Aveda. You give him a bill. If you had a hefsid, then there's something else. You're mevatel mimlachtecha. But upon him, a person who has no hefsid whatsoever for the services, lechayre for the services, you're not allowed to take money. This is a mitzvah by Shabbos Aveda. So you're not allowed to take money. So Memele, and here's also the same thing. So here, the Yerokis are, or the Bala Yerokis is being Mekayim a mitzvah to that, that is Yerokis are cushioning the fall of the behemoth. So if there's a Chiyav mitzvah, no money is entitled for the Kiyam a mitzvah. I said, the behemoth didn't take the ano. That was nechpeta ba'inis. The ano was done, the ano was done for the behemoth, and it was done because there's a chiyuv to do it. So for the services, there's no chiyuv to pay. That's the lomdus of Mavriach Ari. Frek the Gemara ve'ema achinami. So, take bayritik, so maybe take, you take potter. Achinami avriach riminich sechaveirei. Achinami. So Moses says, no, avriach riminich sechaveirei midaitehu. Hai lav midaitehu. That means if a person would see a behema falling and he'd go and do a pa'ula to cushion the fall, he can't demand money for his services. That's a mitzvah of a Shabbos Aveda. But he didn't do anything. His money cushioned the fall. There's no mitzvah on his money to be meishev aveda. So memele, the sibis aptur is not negayet his money. To him it's, if I did a pula, I'm a chuyiv to do a pula. I'm a chuyiv to cushion the fall. But I'm not a chuyiv to see that my moment should cushion the fall. That's not my obligation. So memela high love me, he's not doing it, it's being done to his money. There's no chiyuv Hashavas Aveda on his money. So memela, so therefore we can demand payment for this, mashenenis. You derived a benefit that was not given l'shem mitzvah, was not mechuyev to be given l'shem mitzvah. That's one chiluk. Inami, Mavriach Ari Minichse Chaveire Les Leipseide, Ayis Leipseide. The whole tour of Mavriach Ari is for the services that he does. That means a person sees an Ari is about to pounce on some tzayin, and he's Mavriach Ari, so he can't request payment for his services. But if there was a hefsid involved in order to be Mavriach Dari, he had to go and purchase a gun and ammunition to kill Dari, so there's a, he had a pseide in this Kiyum HaMitzvah, Takis Makayim HaMitzvah Vashavas Aveda, but it cost the money, and there's a pseide, you have to replenish the pseide, so you have to pay him for the money that he spent. And this halach is by Shabbos Aveda also. By Shabbos Aveda also, if he has these losing day's work, like this, by through the Shabbos Aveda, she give him kepoyo bottle. Good, he's not working now. But al kaponim, he has to get paid to a certain extent for his amachuyev to be mafsid momen bishvil chaveroi. So mamela, so the Gemara, the way Rashi is learning pshat, there are two distinct differences between Mavriach Ari and this case. Mavriach Ari is the person who's mechuyev to be Mavriach, so he can't demand schiris for services because that's a mitzvah. But over here, he's not doing the mitzvah. It's his mama that's doing the mitzvah. His mama is not mechuyev in the mitzvah of a Shabbos Aveidah. So therefore, so the reason that a mitzvah ka'ovad, and that is why you can't demand money, my mama is not about mitzvah and memela, and so memela, the cushioning of the fall that came about through my mama has to be paid for. And then a second reason that it's no dimyan to Mavriach Ari, because Mavriach Ari Gufe is only potter to pay the Mavriach if he didn't have any loss from the Havroche. But if he had a hefsid, so then Afilabai Shavas Abay the Gufe, he can demand payment for the hefsedim that he had in order to be Meshim the Abay. That is how Rashi learned. Now let us see Tosfos. Inami Mavriach Ari Minichse Chaveirei Les Leib Seidem. Vim Taima Farei Perei Achoivoi Dechashvin Alei Mavriach Ari Pereish Ein Bein Amuda Afal Gav De Is Leib Seidem. Now Tosfos asks Amira De Kekashe. He says, the way Rashi Lam Pshat, there are two reasons when Mavriach Ari, there are two tnoim when a Mavriach Ari does not get money. Number one, it's midatoi. Number two, it's less leib seide. And the marshal to this is Hashavas Aveda, which is midatoi. But if he has a pseide, you have to pay him. So you need two conditions, midatoi and less leib seide, in order to be potter to pay. And in the tzir of our Mishnah, it's shalai midat in this lepseida. Fine. So it's two reasons that's not doimet to Mavriach Ari. But a Mavriach Ari is potter if it's midatoi the less lepseida. For Tosfos, the Gemara says a perei achayv shol chaveroi is potter because of Mavriach Ari. So how does this stem with the guidelines of our Gemara? Our Gemara says Mavriach is only potter if it's midatay the less leib seide, that's midatay the is leib seide. This is Tosfos kasha. Now, because of this kasha, Tosfos is chaylik on Rashi, and Tosfos is a whole new pshat in the Gemara. But before we go into Shitas HaTosfos, let us try to be miyashiv Shitas Rashi. Is the Rashi in Ksubis, and in Muki Yosef in the Dorim, let us perhaps mention in Muki Yosef in the Dorim, the fourth Perek, the Bebasel Shekel HaShikloi. There the Gemara says, let's talk about Perei Eschoivai. Perei Eschoivai, that means if Reuven goes, Shimon owes Levi money. $100. So Reuven goes and pays Levi Shimon's chayv. So Reuven is called a Mavriach Ari, and he can't mull money from Shimon. Okay, he's a Mavriach Ari, and that's his kasha. It's like Pseida, so why can't he mull money? So the Mekiyase brings down from the Ritva, and there's a Lashon of Rashi in Ksubas also like this. What are you money for me? Shimon tells Reuven, what are you money for me? You didn't give me anything. Ela shegoram loy liyos potter mishibudoy. I didn't get anything from you. Shimon tells Reuven, he gave me something. Took $100, he gave it to Levi. If he gave it to me, I'm sandwich. He gave it to Levi. So what did I gain from this? That he can't money for me. That's called Siluk Hehezik. Umeyatzmo yaso, you did it on your own accord. I didn't tell you to do it. Ein loy olav klum. So you can't have a tiny to me. What did you do for me? You just were misaviv that he shouldn't be teveya from me.
Siluk, a hezik, is not considered you a mahanami. I'm sorry. You took away a teveya. That's why the Gemara calls it mavriach ari. That means you didn't give me the tzoim. The tzoim were here from before. You just took away the ari. So what should I pay you for? Ve'enoi doime la'aveide. Zok the Ritva, this is a Ritva in the Dorim that Mukeshi brings down. The Hosom kva yotzo aveide chutz mershusei shelze, vuhu machzir eloi, vedoime la arishe kva oichel behimes chaveire shuchayim l'shalem l'ischoi. So, the Ritva says as follows. That means, if there is a, and I wanted to be mevayer this, we had a Tosfos in the beginning of the second Perek in Baba Kama. Tosfos differentiates between Zorak Kli Meroish Agag or Zorak Chetz Ala Kli. There's a concept, Zorak Kli Meroish Agag. Someone threw down a keli, it's falling from the Empire State Building. So the Gemara says this kli is called a mona tvira. It's a broken keli already. It's called broken. The koyach hashvira is in the keli, but it's called a broken keli. Zorak chetz ala keli. What if someone threw an arrow on the keli? So it's not called, it's a broken keli. Kozman, it doesn't break. There is nothing in the gufa keli that makes it a kli shovel. There's something minatat that will break it, but Pasher Rusham, the kli is a kli shovel. If a kli is falling, then it's called a kli shovel. So Dachsachmer, this is what the Ritva is saying, and this was Shitas Rashi, and it'll be for emphasis with Kasha. That means like this, there are two lumdasin of Mavriach Ari. There's a mavriach ari that the ari is minatzat, and I'm making sure he should remain minatzat. He shouldn't get closer. So this is called the potter to pay. The balabim is potter to pay because you didn't give me anything. What did you accomplish after you got rid of the ari? My behemoths were here before; they're here now. You took away a dova minatzat. Silo kahezik is not called an asinim. So Memelas is, I'm not machuyev to pay, it's not called, you are mahanami. What do I have now? My behemoths, they were here before also. You just took away a potential mazik. That's not called, you gave me something, I received something from you. That's not called mahanim. Faker Teritva says, an aveide, if something was lost already, so that's called, it's lost. It's out of your possession. It's ainav b'shuscha. It's lost. I'm giving it back to you. So that's good. I'm giving you something which you had lost already. Adava ha'ovid is called lost. V'doyme la'ari shekva oichel b'heim es chaveret. Fakert. This, if you have a tzoin that's in the mouth of the ari, and so that's called already that... That's called your tzoin is over already. I'll kill the ari, so then I can put it for you. So it's called you didn't have tzoin, and I stole you two tzoin. But if it's a dova minatzad that is oimet to be mazik, that is not called I was mahani you. That is shitas haritve. This is shitas rashi in ksubis. So Rashi explains over this, and if a perea chive shal chaveiroi, the Gemara calls him avriach ri, but the lumdus over there is that you didn't give me anything. You weren't mahanami. You just were misalik ateveya, which is also true. There's another mavriach ri. There's a mavriach ri that the way the Ritva says, the tzayin is in the ready the mouth of the ri. There's not called, you didn't give me anything. Your tzayin was already avud, and I gave you tzayin. Then there's a new svara. Then there's a, but he wants to do a mitzvah, and there is a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of a Shavas Aveide. Of the mitzvah of a Shavas Aveide, you can't get money unless you have a hefset. So there's two types of mavriach ari. There's an ari that is besoich besoich the pair of the Ari, so then you put her als the mitzvah kog, this mechuyiv to do this als mitzvah, as mitzvah so shavu zabein, you put her, and our Gemara speaking about, you have a behemoth that's falling. That's like a monetvira. Naflo lesoich hagine. Naflo lesoich hagine. So you have a behemoth that's falling. So in other words, you have already a potential, you have a dead behemoth, a genizik to behemoth, it's falling into the gine. So memela over here, the lumbus hits, that's called, you didn't do anything for me. I sure did. You had a dead behemoth, you had a monetvira, and thanks to the cushioning of my yelokis, it was nitzel. There, there's a lumdus of mitzvah kovet, and mitzvah kovet is dafke if he's doing it midatoi. Mitzvah kovet is dafke if he doesn't have a pseide. That's the din of mitzvah kovet, and that's what our Gemara is speaking about. And that's the lumdus of a mavriach eri mitoich perari. The Gemara says, is also mavriachi, but that's a different type of mavriachari. That's not mitzvah kovid. That's not mitzvah kovid. There, the lomda says he's not doing anything for him. So there, pseide doesn't, so why should I pay you? You lost money, you spent money. Well, I didn't derive any benefit from you. You just were misalik the raidev. You were misalik the malvet. That's not called you gave me something. So, l'chayre, this is Shitas Rashi. But Taisus doesn't like this. So now Taisus is going to say a whole new mahalach in our Gemara. Not the way Rashi said that the Gemara is giving two conditions for the Ptura Mavri Achari. It has to be Medait and it has to be less like Pseide. And if any of these conditions are not existent, you have to pay. Tais is learning a different shah in the Gemara. We are shloim with the hochi perushe. Mavriach ari mi nichsei chaveiroi mi datoi. Mavriach ari is when it's mi datoi. Vekiven de mi datoi, afilo islai pseide, kemoi perea choi vai choshubach mavriach ari. If it is midatoi, if he's doing it midatoi, so afilo islay pseide, there's a ptur of mavriach ari, and it could very well be that the lumdus of this is that he's doing it l'shem chesed. Why are you paying yenem schayv? He didn't say anything. That means if you'd have gone over to the leiv and tell him, you know, I every day I see how the malva's banging on your door, so I have Rachmanis on your door. How long is it going to last? So, Mamela, listen, I'm laying out the money, but your door should last, but I want to get paid back. No, if you would say this, no, it's and then the labor's mask, and Pashtetzach, he has to pay back. But if he didn't tell this Pisgim to the labor, he just goes over to the Malda, so I assume he did it L'Shem Chesed. If he didn't say anything, he didn't say he expects to get paid back, so he assumed he did it l'shem chesed. So the Gemara says, so the ptur of mavriach ari is, there's two cases where mavriach ari is potter. That means if it's midatoi, so it's always potter. Because midatoi means he's doing it l'shem chesed, and he doesn't expect to get paid back. So if you do it l'shem chesed, and he didn't expect to get paid back, so you're not entitled to get paid back. That's number one. Another din, mavriachari, inami, is another kandish mavriachari. Mavriachari minichse chaveir, afiluk sheine midatoi. Afiluk it's not midatoi, which then mavriachari is chayiv. That's davke, ela chaveirai machrichai lavriachari meyadrei. So there, you're also potter, even though I didn't do it midatoi, less like pseide le mavriach. Now, Taisva says a halacha that there's one paiter of midata. There's another paiter. I feel about shalai midata. So we can't say the svara is that he's doing it l'shem chesed or shalai midata.
Inami, mavriach ari minichse chaveira filuk she'ene midatoi, elo chaveiroi machrichoi lavriach ari mehedrei, if less like pseida le mavriach. That means, if the mavriach is not doing it midatoi, but he's forced to do it, but there's no pseida, there's only services of the mavriach. The mavriach did something shaloi midatoi, but he didn't lose any money. He just offered services. Less like pseide le mavriach. So if the mavriach did not have a pseide, the mavriach cannot be toiveya for the services. But hai islai pseide. But over here, he does have a pseide. He lost the yerokes. Vekiven, so memele, there's a poiter of midatoi. The poiter of midatoi sells a fellow islai pseide. But he was shalai midatoi. There's a poiter of less like pseide. But here is islai pseide. Vekiven, the iketarti, shalai midatoi. Vislai pseide, lechoshev mabri achari. Avo midatoi, but if it is midatoi, afilu islai pseide, that means midatoi alone is a poita. Oy shaloi midatoi, veleslai pseide, choshev mabriach ari, veinoisen loi afilu schorei. So here Taisvis wraps it up. That means services cannot be asked for, afilu was shaloi midatoi. By mabriach ari, you can't ask for services. By Mavriach Ari, you can only ask if you had a hefsid because of it. If that's if it's Shaloi Midata. And if it's Midata, if you had a hefsid, you also can't ask services. If you did a Midata, if you was a hefsid, you can't even ask for the hefsid. So Midata is a poita by Mavriach Ari. And less like Pseide, Afilu Shaloi Midata is also a poita for Mavriach Ari. But by us, we don't have the poita of midata, because it was shalai midata. We don't have the poita of less like pseida, because it's this like pseida. That is why, nafla l'sei chagina mishalam es mashanenis. This is how Taisvis learns pshat. Vim taima, the besaif ha-seicher es-apayalim, omar, the shaym achinim shayelay lekadim beroyim umakoleis v'loy kodam chayiv. Yev a shaym achinim, he's watching the tzayin, and then all of a sudden, he sees a nari, a zeiv, that wants to go and help themselves from the tzayin. He's a shaym achinim. Now, it's biyodai to get roim umakoleis for free. You have standing there, you have other Rayim and they have sticks, and if they all start running against Ari, the Ari will run away. And he didn't do it. He didn't want to ask them to do it. So he's chayiv to pay. He's a pesheya. That means there was an Ari. He could have chased away the Ari. There was 20 people there with makolis. So he's a pesheya. Chayiv. But his obligation to do this, to deter the Ari, is dafke bechinam. That means we can find people who are willing to go and chase the Ari for free. And he didn't do it, he's a pesheya. B'shaim el-sachar b'scha. B'shaim el-sachar is mechuyev to hire people. That's obligations of b'shaim el-sachar. Okay, that's an egel on him. No, that's not the Gaelon. Now we're going to stop bringing problems. Umasik, now the Gemara says, the Chayzer v'noitel mi-balabayis. The Shem al-Socha is obligated to go and call up higher people to chase Ari. But the money that he lays out to pay these people, he's tevei this from the balabos. That's my obligation. But I'm not mechuyev to lay out money for you. I'm mechuyev to hire them, but you have to pay me back for the schar. Umashme. Now Taisvah says a diik, and the problem starts from this diik. v'shei mechinam loy mechayev lekadem b'schar. That's the Ritas Loshna Gemara. Hashem Mechinam is Chayev Lekadem Bechinam. Hashem Asocha is Chayev Lekadem Bescha. That means in the Chiyuv of Shomrim, if the Baal Abbas can be Teveya the Shomra, why didn't you do it? You're a Pesheya and Bas. So Memela, that's true. Hashem Mechinam is Mechuyev Lekadem Bechinam. Hashem Asocha Bescha as Chiyuv Shomrim. Umashme, but it would seem from there, the shay machinam loy mekachayv lekadam b'schar, avol koshkein im kidem b'schar, the shapir ovat, v'noisim loy mashahoytzi. Taisa says a mashmois, we have to know what the mashmois is, but let's not get into that. Taisa says a mashmois, that a shaymer chinam is not mechuyev to hire, a shaymer chinam is not mechuyev to hire people is to chase away the Ri, but it would seem if he did do this, Zichi get paid. So Taisus has Hashem Asach is Machuyev to do it. And if he did it, but he's not Machuyev to lose money, he gets paid. Hashem Achinam, that's not Machuyev to do it, so he's God, a fine man. But it seems from the Sugi, if he did do it, Zichi can get paid. Zichi can get paid. Aber koshkein im kodem beschar de shaper of it, v'noiz no ima shahitzi. Umistavre, now let's go, so if I assume so far that Hashem Mechinam, who is not mechuyev to lay out money, but if he laid out money, he can come to the Baal Abbas and ask to be repaid for that money. So if that is true, umistavre, to who adininish dal meshein eshoimer, will also be the same thing. If Hashem Mechinam is not mechuyev to lay out money, and if I'm indicted that if he laid out money, he can be tevei the money from the balabaimis. So who adin a zaitike person who's also not mechuyev to lay out money, but if he laid out money, he can mend the money from the balabaimis. And it would seem that he'll get paid for the services also. He'll get paid for his services. He wasn't mechuyev to do it. He hired the armed police to go and get rid of the sari. He'll get paid for his services. He'll get paid for the hefsid that he acquired through doing this. Taisus says a gemara. So memela, so the whole yisod that Taisus had said till now is mamish upgefragt from this gemara. Taisus said, if a person does midatoi, forget about it. You do it midatoi, you lost money, garnish. You did it midatoi. We said before, you're doing it l'shem chesed and thus. He has no intent to mon. You can't mon back your money. Schiris is upgeret. You never get paid for. And here Taisa says a gemara fakir. Hashem machinam and who adin a person who's not ashamed of whatsoever. Taisa says a mashmois that if they laid out money, they can get demand back the money. They can demand money for their services. I'm a vriya chari. Kasha number one. Kasha number two. Va'oid amrinan ba'goizel basre. Another stira to this yisoid. Shotaf nor chamoiroi v'chamoir chaveiroi. There is a flood, and his chamoir and chamoir chaveiroi are in danger of drowning. V'niyach sheloi. So let's say his chamoir was not worth as much as his chaver chamer. So he let his chamer drown. V'hitzu shel chavere. Ein loy elos chore. So he can only demand from the chaver this. He went and swam and rescued chamer chavere. He can only ask for him the services, the schiras of the services. I worked for you. Your chamer was in the process of drowning. I rescued your chamer. I'll give you a bill for my services. That he can do.
To add on, you know, because I was metapol with your chamoyer, I didn't rescue my chamoyer, so now pay me for the loss I suffered. That he can't mourn from him. Who told you not to take care of your chamoyer? I didn't, that when you lost your chamoyer, that was your decision. That I don't have to pay for. But for the services, you have to pay. So here we see, it was midatoi. There was no hefsed moment. The service is not a hefsed moment, and he gets paid. Klal, not the way Tosfos said. Tosfos said, midatoi, fill it with a hefsed moment. Midatoi, fill it with a hefsed moment. You can't demand to get paid the hefsed. V'loi amrinu b'avri achari b'albahu. V'chein meishe b'aveide. Shenoisim lo ischar kepayol botol, if he had a hefset, could have gotten more money. Give him ischar kepayol botol. Lo yoma da'avi kemavriach ariba alma v'lo yitol klum. So the whole yesod that Taisus had built is from Perei Chayvish Al-Chavei, but Taisus says of a person or something, me bat, I don't expect to get back a penny. So Tosfos says, Araya, from two Gemaras, it's not true. You do it midaitoi. You get paid your hefsedim, you get paid your schiras. Ve'ein lo'ima. So maybe we'll say that no. Mi'ikar adin, yitake potter. The Agamar is 100% right. Midaitoi, you potter. Shaloi midaitoi, last time say that you also potter. I have a raya from the Gemara over there that I feel a midaita yechayev to pay. Vein leim de bachol hanu afagav de vinadino yepota mikom bakim takonus chachom imu ishi yishalim loy kidei she yoshiv avidos yishol chaveroi. Avo perei achoy vein lono lasa is takona yedei ze. So this wants to say, I'll tell you an eight. So maybe I'm 100% right. That lemaise, if a person does something midatoi, he's doing a chesed, he doesn't have an intent to get paid for it, he's not mechuyif to get paid. That's me'ikar adin. And that is why perei achoyvish achaveira, your potter, you did it. You wanted to do it, you wanted to have a mitzvah, you wanted to do a chesed. You can't ask anything. Not that may have to, you can't ask anything. I, Taisus, brought a raya that if a shema chinam was Mekadim, the Rayim Bemaklois Beschar, he can get back the money. Aye, it was Midatoi. Taisus brought a Raya shot off Nor, and he was Matzel Yenim's Chamoyer, he can get back the Schiras. Aye, it was Midatoi. Taisus says, that's a Takana Darabam, that's not Mi'ikar Adin. That means, if you're gonna go Mi'ikar Adin, then you're Potter, so you know what, people won't do such, fine Zach. They won't be Matzel. I'm Midatoi, I'm Potter, so I should. So Chazal made a takone that b'makayim hefsed. If you're gonna go meikar adin and you won't pay the mishtadl lahatzel mamoincha, he'll never do it. So in order to make sure that it should be nitzel, Chazal said made a takone that you mechuyev to pay. That's how it's takone. I bezoi so Tosfos took care of all gemaras besides our gemar. So Tosfos took care of bezoi. That what is a gemara that says that in Kidem Baraim Makolis he gets paid, because that's how Mitakonis Chachomim. Yenna should never have said he gets paid. Or the same thing, he was Matzul Chamoiroi from the Nor, that's a Takonis Chachomim. Hapireya Choivoi Shel Chaveiroi, there was no Takonis Chachomim, people should pay up his Choivoi, this is no such Takonis Chachomim. The whole Takonis Chachomim was B'mokim Hefsid. If a person, his rechush is in the process of being destroyed, the azev is there, an ari is there, an or is there. So Chazal made a takana, listen, if a person goes and helps you, don't go me ikar adin, pay him, or else you'll end up with nothing. There's no hefsed over there, so then we go me ikar adin. Me ikar adin, if you didn't midait, I don't ask a penny. So Tosfos wanted to be miyashiv these gemaras in Tosfos Yesod, but Tosfos says, "Dahoche bishmaiten mashmediav midaitoi avachoshev mabriach ari So they said, but Agamara says, why is the Bala Bahima chayiv to pay? Suma says, because it's shaloi midatoi. Vai says, if it would be midatoi, he'd be potter to pay, the Bala Bahima would be potter to pay the Bala Gine. Why should he be potter? He is being matzel you from a hemsed, is a takone. Why are you going to get me keradin? So Vai says, there's no takone. Vai says, you're potter. So we have a kashim.